Roads. Nakuru County officials today toured various places where the heavy rains have caused havoc and assured the residents that the roads will soon be upgraded from the expected funding of the Kenya Urban Support Program, KUSP, Phase 2. The city manager Gitau Thabanja assured the residents of Olivin, Kiamunyi, Pipeline and Bahati that their areas would be treated as priority since their roads have been affected by the torrential rains. The team assessed various drainage systems in response to the ongoing heavy flooding, emphasizing the importance of proactive measures in addressing the floods and safeguarding the residents' well-being. Mashinani Market at Kia Minor in a dilapidated state. Speaking during the exercise, the city manager noted that the assessment will lay the groundwork for comprehensive improvements in coordination with key agencies towards enhancing urban resilience. Thabanja also commended the technical team for prompt actions towards improving drainage efficiency during heavy rainfall, including unclogging drains and repairing damaged ones. The team also visited Mashinani Market in Kia Minor Bahati sub-county and highlighted its dilapidated state and the need for renovation to ensure traders work in a clean environment. However, the traders were reminded on their role in keeping their working area clean and avoiding the negative habits of heaping garbage and matumba clothes inside the drainage systems. The muddy roads at Barnabas in Nakuru County. In most cases when the matumba clothes have passed their sell-by dates, which normally starts with hawking them at shush.50, that soon moves to shush.20, they are abandoned and more often than not, they end up in the stormwater systems and clog them. The exercise was also joined by MCA Nakuru East Anthony Kanyere and MCA Kiamina Ward Paul Waweru.